Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the 43rd episode of the Angel Swing Weekend Chat with June here from the Angel Swing account. And we also have Casper, Espresso, and Rubble. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. So today we're here to talk about daily practices. And we have on the show our delightful Angel Swing artists, Silo and Ellie, to talk about their daily art practices. And we also have Artemis for the first time on the show. Welcome. Artemis is a scientific illustrator, and she did an October project last year. So very excited to hear about this project. But before we start, let's hear the intro of the Angel Swing by Casper.
Hi, everyone. We are the Angel Swing, an international NFT art gallery and podcast show founded by friends around the world who met through the Metal Angels project. Espresso and Johannes from Europe. Yoon and most of our special guests today, I believe, are from the US. Rebel and myself, we're from Asia. We're driven by a common passion to showcase independent artists and their art and helping them stand out from the crowded NFT market that's pretty much dominated by generative 10K PFP projects. We, of course, showcase the art in an on-cyber virtual gallery, as a larger collection of art naturally brings a cross-pollination of viewership, and that has helped quite a few of our artists reach collectors through sales. We have organically grown since into a community of artists and collectors, but most importantly, friends, with regular Twitter spaces like these, which are then recorded into podcast formats in Spotify and YouTube. The easiest way to get in touch with us would be to join our cozy Discord. Everything's on our link in our bio, so hit us up if you're an indie artist who needs help featuring your art, or if you just want to join a friendly art NFT community. Last but not least, we'd like to mention that nothing on this show should be construed as investment advice. This podcast is for informational purposes only. And with that, welcome to all our friends here. And back to you, Yoon.
Thank you for the intro, Casper. So we would just do a quick introduction of everyone. So how about you starting? Tell us a bit about yourself and your incredible project that you did last year, where you kind of paint every day for the entire year.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for the amazing intro from Yoon and Casper, of course. You always make us sound so official but cozy, which is exactly how we are. I'm Sylvie, also known as Silvo. I'm from California. I'm a self-taught watercolor artist. And last year, as you mentioned, I embarked on a project to paint every single day for the entire year. It's called Daily Practice 2022. And I am happy to report that I did complete 365 pieces of art last year. And I started with watercolor and did venture into some digital art with the iPad. But mostly watercolor, and it was a very interesting experience. I think the reason I started it was because at the end of 2021, I was feeling like, you know, just craving more time to experiment and play with my own artwork. And I was doing a lot of client work. I'm a freelance designer and art director by day, I guess, when I'm not in the Web3 space. So I was dedicating a lot of my time to client work, and I felt like I was working really hard, and I always work to prioritize client deadlines and everything. And I was like, why don't I try this for myself? Why don't I try to pretend like I'm my own client and have these little mini deadlines for myself every day and just see what happens when I actually dedicate the time to it? So that was kind of the impetus behind starting it. You know, just having faith in the process that if you put in the hours and the time and the work, that you'll have something you can be proud of after a certain amount of time. And I think for me, that also comes from just feeling overwhelmed whenever I want to take on a really big project. So if I break it out into smaller pieces, you know, just like a daily painting every day feels a little bit more manageable than thinking about painting a collection of 365 pieces. I don't know, it's just these mind games I play with myself to stay productive and just to put more work out there and experiment. And yeah, so now that that's over, I'm just on the other side of it. I'm jokingly saying I'm still recovering from it, even though it was a really enjoyable experience, but it did take a lot out of me. And I feel like now I'm kind of overwhelmed with how much content I have and what to do with it, because I've been saying this for months, probably since last year, that I want to create a book. And that is still in the works, but there's just all this stuff that I want to do with it now, which I guess is a good thing because I have the content. But yeah, still trying to put that all together and think about maybe what another collection might look like in the future. So that's kind of what I'm up to. But yeah, so happy to be here. And I love everyone else who's featured here. I love their daily practices as well, and can't wait to hear more about what the process has been like for them.
Thank you so much, Zoe. Agnes, how about you go next?
Sure. Thank you so much for inviting me up here. I only did October, and so it's not much of a daily practice, but I'm Artemis. I'm a scientific illustrator. My education's in like medical and biological. And so just a lot of teaching people science through art is really my passion. And it started years ago, doing an inking a day in the month of October to like really refresh your inking skills usually. Like black and white art, I feel like, is a really fundamental piece of art, just like creating things through lines and black and white techniques alone. And I've done it before, but I think 2 other years, but I followed scientific artists like prompts in which they like told me something to do each year. And I really always wanted to like do my own prompts. And what I found with like prompts before is that like people don't always understand if you're drawing some weird thing that's super small, like a single cell type, they don't understand where you are. So I always want to do Inktober and triads where you zoom in slowly, like each day. And so finally with Web3, I was like, I'll do it this year in 2022. And so each day in October, I did do it on Procreate instead of traditional inking. Just because, as Silva will tell you, that Procreate makes it so much easier to just go from your artwork to digital without the daily stress of scanning. And so in Procreate, I would pick an organ for 3 days and I do the organ view. So like with a brain, like everyone knows what a brain looks like, but then I try and do the tissue level. And so I think tissues are like textures that I always love that level. Like with the liver, like the texture of the liver is these little hexagons that are just like stacked on top of each other. And all these hexagon sponges. And then the third level each day, they're not like perfectly like aligned with exactly what zoomy would be, but it's just the kind of the feeling. And so the third level each day was kind of the fun cells. And some of the cells that are my favorite are like the kidney cells that filter blood to make urine. Actually, they're called podocytes, so feet cell. And they have little feet that intertwine with each other, and that's how they filter blood. And so that they let all of like the liquid through the little feetsies, but they don't let the red blood cells and like the big cells through. And so that was my Inktober project.
That's pretty amazing. I also have a background in biology, so I can totally relate to this fascination for histology in general. What is your favorite organ?
Well, my favorite cells are definitely those little podocytes that I just described. My kidney. I think kidneys in general are extremely fascinating.
Yeah.
What about you?
Probably the gut.
Yeah, the gut's amazing.
So yeah, let's move on to Allie.
So my name is Allie, or Allie Ash, and I am currently doing a daily practice that I actually just randomly started on May 31st, 2022. And I was like, oh, I'll just start drawing today. And then I was like, oh, I'll just start drawing tomorrow. So basically, I draw in Procreate every day. For the first probably like few hundred days, there wasn't really like a theme or anything. I just kind of like draw whatever I felt like it. As the months kind of went on, I did kind of like themed months. Like this month is February, Valentine's Day, I did kind of like a pinky color scheme to the pieces. And Sylvie, because I kind of trick myself every day, I'm just like, oh, I'll just do something today and like not think about, you know, doing this tomorrow or the next day or the next day, and just basically trick myself every day and be like, okay, I'll just draw something today, and then don't think about doing it tomorrow or next week or next month. And my goal with my daily practice is to, oh God. So I want to continue past 365 days, actually. So on June 1st, when I hit 366 days, I'm just going to continue for as long as I can and just kind of, you know, do one day after the next. So that's my daily practice. It's been fun so far. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you, Allie, for sharing your story. So I was wondering, do you guys have a fixed routine when you create art? Let's say during a certain time of the day, and What are your daily inspirations?
I think I try to avoid having too rigid of a schedule just because the practice itself is just like, I don't know, I didn't want it to get too mundane. I wanted to keep some sense of spontaneity in it. But I think if I did find a good time to do it where I was like, oh, I feel like my creative mind is really active, like after dinner, then I would try to do that for a while. But it just really depends on how you're feeling that day, which may be a cop-out answer, but I think that's part of it too, is just like so that you're not getting too swept up by the momentum or pressure of continuing to do it. It's just like kind of staying mindful about the practice too and be like, what do I need today? And for me, sometimes that meant taking breaks. So I didn't mention this in my intro, but there was times where I would just take breaks sometimes too, because I was like, if I need to keep going and I just don't have it in me today, then you know, I'm just going to pause and we'll pick it back up another day. So I guess my answer is that I didn't really have a super set schedule or routine other than just trying to be honest about what I could take on that day and being mindful. And yeah.
And Sylvia, tell us, do you have any ideas in advance what you want to paint the next day, or everything just comes at the moment when you decide you will paint?
Yeah, that was the second half of your question. I couldn't remember what it was. But so, yeah, it kind of, again, depends on how I'm feeling that week. In the beginning, for a few weeks, I was like trying to come up with themes for every day. Like, I was like, oh, Monday will be a red color, Tuesday will be orange, Wednesday will be yellow, Thursday will be green. So then I'll have like kind of a rainbow. Because another thing that I was thinking about as I was putting together the collection is the diversity, not only in like subject matter, but also color and just visually. Because if you zoom out and look at all the thumbnails, I didn't want it to just be like all green stuff or all purple stuff. So that was kind of a way that I ensured that there would be some diversity in the collection. So I went through a period of that for maybe about a month. And then as I got a little bit more attention and eyes on the project, people would ask if I did commission. So I tried that for a while and just, you know, crowdsource ideas from Twitter or Instagram or wherever, just be like, what should I paint this week? And people would throw out some wild suggestions, like a worm and a cowboy boot. And I was like, I guess, yeah, that seems pretty fun to paint. So I tried that. But then after a while, I was like, I feel like I'm not, like, I feel like I want to take back some ownership and independence in this project. So I'm just going to do whatever I want and like just what comes to mind as I sit down. And again, I guess this is the theme of the daily practices, that there's just a lot of diversity in it and checking in with myself day by day to see what I want. Or maybe not day by day, but like if I've been doing something one way for a few weeks and just checking in with myself to see if that's still the direction that I want to head. And then in terms of like on the free days or the days where I was just going to make something for myself, sometimes I would have ideas from before. I haven't been as great about this as I want to be, but I used to carry like a notebook with me and I would just write down if I saw some interesting texture, like on a carpet somewhere, I would like make a note like, oh, I want to try this with different colors, or just even with my cell phone, I'll take pictures of interesting patterns or color schemes or anything like that. I don't know. I'm kind of like a hoarder in that way. And then if I'm really feeling creatively stuck, sometime I might revisit those photos or those notes and see if there's anything there that I want to follow up on.
Yeah, I wondered where you draw the inspiration for that worm and cowboy boot. It's fun that you just mentioned that it has been suggested to you. So that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, my brain is weird, but maybe not that weird. And that was pretty early on in the project, so I don't know that I would have gone that bold with what I was doing. But yeah, that was an Instagram suggestion from one of my friends who's actually not in Web3, so I don't know that she even knows like how infamous that piece is now.
So how about you, Ali? I mean, you're still on your journey of daily practices. What inspires you to draw daily?
So yeah, I'll talk about the first part of your question about like, when do I do my art? So basically, I started off just doing it whenever I wanted to or whenever I had the time to do it. And then now as I'm more in it, I'm almost coming up on a year, I really find that I like to start probably anytime before lunch. I like to do like a quick sketch because I feel like it's so depressing, not depressing, but it's very stressful kind of what Silva was talking about with the pressure of doing something every day to like go to my iPad or wherever I'm working and be like, oh crap, I have to come up with something today and I have nothing to start with. So I really find that just doing like a quick sketch or even like taking a photo or like working off of something, maybe even like something I saw on Pinterest, is really helpful to have like a general idea. And I find like it's good in a sense because it's almost like my subconscious mind is kind of like thinking about it all day, even though like I'm not really working on it. So then when I do get to it or do get to it like in the evening or like after dinner or after work, I find like I'm much more quick with the piece and I can add more details instead of spending time being like, okay, this is a blank piece of iPad paper and figure out what to draw. And then in terms of like inspiration and what inspires me, similar to Sylvie, like even for this month, for example, I had an idea like I'll do the color pink and then I'll also do like the theme of love. But then like not all of my pieces have been about love this month. So I'm just kind of like free reign and, you know, taking back some of that artistic control. But yeah, generally like things that inspire me or things that I want to create, like a color or a specific color palette. Sometimes I'm really intrigued by like a specific brush that I want to try out for that month that I haven't really used before. So for example, not that anyone noticed this, but in the month of October, I did kind of like a spooky theme for my daily practice. And I actually used a brush that I made in Procreate, which is more of like a pixelated kind of brush. So I really enjoyed kind of experimenting with that. And then I do find having a theme really helps because then I can kind of like springboard onto that theme. Like I can think of different things, but yeah, again, a very loose theme because usually when I pick a theme, I'm like, now time to rebel. It's been a week. Good. Let's do something different. So that's just a little bit about how I make time for drawing every day and kind of like what inspires my daily practice.
From what I've heard, you actually have kind of a fixed routine. You said that you start around lunch with a sketch, basically, which helps you to develop the idea further during the day. This resonates a lot with me because I think I'm not like so. I mean, it's incredible that she can do that, just starting to draw any time of the day, even after dinner. So that's really incredible. But like for me, it's also helpful to stick to a fixed routine and really do it at that time. Yeah, so that's great. So Agnes, I wondered whether you planned your Inktober project in advance, like what to draw, what organ to draw on certain days, or was it just also more a spontaneous idea?
Yeah, well, the whole concept of the triad, so like 3 days, that gave me like the ability to, I wouldn't have to think for 3 days, which was great. I knew I wanted to start with the brain. So that's a big lover. And then since October has 31 days and the 31st day is Halloween, I was going to end with a skull. And so I'd always planned that and I was really excited. And so, but the other 10 days, I tried to kind of hop around. I didn't want to do like all central nervous system or all like digestive organs or reproductive. And so like when I did the testicles, actually no, I did the ovary first. And then I was like, well, I can't do the testicles right away. So I gave myself the jumping around and the sticking to something for 3 days as a way to like have motivation. And then I also have both just like in what organ to draw and also how to like conceive of it. I have a huge collection of anatomical atlases and I'm a nerd with like how all of the anatomical atlases have interesting histories and like they're usually series. Like they usually are by like the last name of the first guy that started it a century ago. And so there's like Grant and Theme and Sobata and all of that. And so I have the different ones and they each have unique styles and like unique ways of portraying anatomy. And so I use those as my inspiration for like how to draw it. But then I also tried to think with like the sets of three that like they would be zooming in on each other. So with the brain, I think like a lateral brain is really like the brain from the side is nice, but I really want to show the tissue. And you really see like white matter versus gray matter if you just do a straight on a coronal cut. And so, yeah, trying to decide how my cuts were. So like Ali said, I like the whole idea of sketching. So I'd sketch them out together and then I'd come back later and fill it in more as I thought about it. John Cleese actually has a book on that called Creativity, where he thinks a bunch of creative things happen in your subconscious. And so that if you start them early and then throw away your first few attempts and then like come back to them later, you'll be very creative.
Oh, that's interesting. When I check this out, that's cool. Thanks for sharing. Do you use reference pictures? Did you use reference pictures for your organ drawings?
Yeah, for sure. Mm. The atlases, I'd also just use like Google Image for a lot of it, but I don't always trust anything that just randomly shows up on Google Image. And so I use the atlases that I know that are tested for exact shapes of things. And then trying to get the texture right was a lot of fun. Since I hadn't done it in Procreate before, I'd always done Inktober's traditionally. So I explored different Procreate brushes to try and get different techniques to show different textures.
Yeah, that's great. What would you guys say was the kind of biggest learning that you got from these daily practices? I guess certainly trying out techniques and exploring new topics would be like one learning, but maybe just something personal for yourself.
I kind of talked to Casper about this a couple of weeks ago, and I'm just going to repeat what I told him, which is that the personal learning I made was that I think I'm the type of person that might never feel satisfied with how much work I've done, because even though I finished and people were so sweet and congratulating me, I was like, I don't feel like I really accomplished that much. I feel like I'm still not done. It could be because there's lots of loose ends still happening, but I don't know. It made me realize like, oh, okay, objectively, this was like a pretty big undertaking and I did finish. And if it were someone else, I'd probably be more amazed, but then I don't know. I guess it just didn't feel like all of my problems are resolved. So I don't know. I think maybe that's depressing, but I do feel proud of the work and I am happy to have all of this artwork that I can use for something else in the future. But I feel like maybe I just need to get more organized in another way to feel more at peace.
I think you have so many reasons to be proud of yourself to accomplish such a project, really. And I think usually we somehow have a very different perception of ourselves and how others perceive us. So yeah, as I said, you did fantastically and you have so many reasons to be proud of yourself.
Thanks.
Yeah, so how about you guys, Artemis and Ali? Did you feel that these daily practices helped you in a certain way, like for personal growth?
Yeah. So the more that I do it, and this is going to sound really like spiritual and maybe a bit like woo-woo. The more that I do the daily practice, the more that I realize that it's not really about the art in a sense. It's kind of like every day I'm like confronting myself in creating these pieces. And, you know, I'm getting more philosophical because I'm coming up on 1 year. So I'm really thinking about it more. And really, it kind of goes back to one of the books I really love, this author, Stephen Pressfield. He does The War of Art and Do the Work. And basically, there's like this big resistance towards creating art, at least that I have. I know many creative people has. And I feel like there's so many good excuses that I can think of or that I thought of before, like, oh, you know, I don't have time to draw today, or I don't have time for this, or no one really likes my art, so it's not that good anyways, and so on and so forth. But with this daily practice, I'm kind of confronting all that bullshit basically every day. And every single day, I get a little bit closer to kind of like getting rid of the stranglehold that sort of resistance has on me and my art process. But it's still there all the time, essentially. Like some days are definitely harder than others, or I'm like, oh, you know, I've already done 269 days. You know, do I really have to do 365 or 366 days? So really, the more that I do it and the more that I get into it, it's almost like meditative in a sense. I don't know. I feel like it's a real connection that I have to my own creativity and creativity in general, and more of like a spiritual sense than actually drawing something every day. So it's definitely gotten really deep for me. Yeah, so that's a little bit woo-woo, but basically, yeah, that's kind of what it's come to mean to me in these later few months.
Yeah, can I just say that I resonate a lot with everything that you just said. And I think for me, it also was just, it's a practice, right? It's not just a practice of your art. It's a practice of putting yourself out there. It's a practice of quieting the voices in your head that are like, why are you doing this? It's the practice of just like kind of powering through. And I think another thing that I learned is that I am good at staying disciplined and like having a goal and sticking to it. And it's not like the artwork itself is, you know, I want people to love that. And I obviously want people to think I'm a good artist, but I think it's also about just creativity and showing up through kind of like brute force in a way too. So it's like, oh, if people aren't impressed by the art, maybe they'll be impressed by the act of doing this every day for 365 days. And so that there's just like, you know, something to be admired. Because I think as an artist, it can be really daunting having inspiration for like the great idea. And so this is a way to kind of be able to have something to show for your effort without it being like, I don't know, the perfect image or painting or whatever. I don't know. It's just there's some like insurance there because everyone wants to have something to show for the efforts that they put in. And sometimes some people are so talented, they can just like spend 10 minutes on something and have something amazing that everyone loves. But for the rest of us, I guess there's like other ways that you can prove yourself and show what you're doing. I don't know. I don't feel like I'm articulating that very well, but there's some sense of showing your talents in other ways, I guess.
Yeah, lots of great points. But I think we have to always kind of remind ourselves why we create art in the first place, right? I mean, it's mainly to express ourselves creatively. And at least for me, I feel that through making art, and as Ali already said, you process a lot of your emotions. And this is already kind of helpful. Ali is still on her journey of daily practice. So I wonder, Sylvia, and but maybe something for yourself that you want to create on a daily basis?
I have started painting. I love wildlife and stuff. And I always want to do bird illustrations more since I have a bunch of bird feeders around my house and they're always coming to me. But I started painting butterflies recently. The fact that they can have such variety in color, I don't know, there's just like continuousness in their shapes and things that I find very meditative. But I'm not very fast about it because I get distracted by all the details, which is one reason for me to do like a daily practice thing is because I stop getting distracted by all the details. So butterflies is what I like to paint on a regular right now.
Yeah, I think I've seen one picture of your butterfly illustration on Twitter.
Yeah, and then I got distracted by the milkweed leaf that I want to do with it.
Mm-hmm. It was great. Looking forward to see what else you would create. What about you, Zoe?
I don't know in terms of the subject matter what I'll be painting, though I do love butterflies, and I'm trying to stalk your Twitter now to make sure I see what you've created. And it's too bad Johannes isn't here because he's really into butterflies too, or he's collected quite a few butterflies from different artists in Angel's Wings. But yeah, I think my focus is going to be more depth this year over breadth. Last year was all about variety and just churning things out really quickly. And I think that's good for spontaneity and just doing things with a faster turnaround time. But now I want to think a little bit harder. I've been thinking about like, what is the purpose of art? Why do people become artists? Why do people appreciate art? And, like getting really existential about it and being like, well, what do I want to say with my art? How do I want people to feel about it? So I'm spending more time thinking about those things. And I also just physically want to work bigger because all of the daily practice paintings were pretty small. Like the physical watercolors are like 4 inches by 4 inches. So that's quite small. And so I just recently bought an easel. I'm going to get a few larger canvases, and I just want to see what happens when I open things up to a bigger surface. So yeah, that's what I'm working on, more to come.
Yeah, very exciting. Looking forward to see what you will create. Espresso.
Yeah, thank you. First of all, let's start by saying very impressed by the series of art that all three of you have created. It's amazing. And the question is, how important is it that it's creating one piece every day? Did you ever get tempted to create 3 pieces and then take 2 days off? And what about life events? Like a lot of stuff happens and surely must have been hard to keep up.
Yeah, I definitely cheated. I'm pretty sure people act very serious about starting the concept in the morning and ending it that evening and posting it. And he's an amazing human being. But like I said, I would like have like the 3 ideas and I'd sketch them out and then I'd play with different textures and I'd be playing with stuff. And so I'd work ahead. I got one every day. I didn't work behind, but I definitely worked ahead. Like I said, when I did the ovaries, I was like, oh, I really want to do testicles. So I had that drawn out, but then I didn't do that one for like a few of the triads. So I'll admit that I definitely cheated.
Thanks. What about Ali?
So I think I am very serious about the daily practice. I have never cheated. I have never missed a day. I've done it when I was sick. I've done it when I was doing like crazy hours at work. And this is not because of like, oh, look at me, I'm so good. Look at me. I'm like, I'm going to be the next people, blah, blah, blah. It's because for me, it's really kind of confronting my own sort of stories that I tell myself about my art. Because let's be real, I don't want to do it not most of the time, but like a good chunk of the time, I'd rather not put myself out there and like do the art and get the 3 impressions of the views and the 1 heart, you know, whatever. So for me, for myself personally, I'm very, very good at making up excuses of like why today's not a good day and like why, you know, things are a bad day for creating. And I find like the way that my own mind works, and I think this is also from like the War of Art book, is that like, I'll say, for example, like with other work that I do, like I'm doing a mail art thing right now. I'm less serious about doing that on the day. And I've actually have those done in advance. But I find with that, like the second I miss or like I don't do one. So for example, I'll often say, oh, I don't want to post this mail envelope today because I'm too tired. And I'm like, yeah, you know, that sounds good. I'm really tired. I don't really want to do it. And then tomorrow, my brain will be like, you piece of shit. You didn't post that yesterday. So like, I immediately turn on myself mentally when I don't do it the next day. So it's kind of like that insidious voice of resistance. It's like, yes, it's a good idea. You don't have to do it today. You don't have to do it today. And then tomorrow it's like, why didn't you do it yesterday? Huh? So I finally, for myself, just to kind of keep my own personal demons at bay, especially for the daily practice anyways, I really, really, really do it every day on the day. Not that anyone really cares, although I have had people accuse me. They're like, you missed a day. And I'm like, no, I did not. I did not miss a day. Yeah, so that's just me and my own crazy insanity of my mind.
Nice. And kind of getting the feeling that it's all about challenge and conquering that every day is an achievement.
Totally. And I think you guys know this, but I wouldn't call it cheating. I would call it being gracious with yourself and having a practice of forgiveness too, because I think I can be really intense about stuff as well and have that voice be like, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do this? But I think it was also a practice for me of being like, no, it's okay to take breaks sometimes. And for me, I think it's because I always thought of this project as a collection. And so I was thinking of it in its finality and just getting to 365 pieces. But I totally understand, like, if the purpose of doing a daily practice is to check in with yourself daily and have that mindfulness, and if it's more of a spiritual practice that you're trying to do every day, then if that is the goal or what you're trying to achieve through doing this, then it's kind of like meditation, right? Where people get really into doing that every day. And it's more just the practice of showing up every day, no matter how you're feeling. So if that was my intention with the project, I probably would have been more strict with the deadline. But for me, I think I wanted to just make it as sustainable for myself as possible so I could finish. And yeah, I knew there'd be times where I wasn't feeling it, or I was traveling, or, you know, in May, I got sick, so I couldn't, you know, I just wasn't. I think for me, it's important that there's a sense of like lightness and play in the pieces. And so when I wasn't feeling in the mood to do that, I didn't want to like fake it. So I think, yeah, it really just depends on what you're trying to achieve. And there's no wrong or right way to do it. As you go from person to person, it's just really what fits your goals. So that's my excuse for cheating sometimes.
Yeah, Allie mentioned Beeples every day before, and I think it's really incredible because I think I read somewhere that he even did his everyday piece on a day when one of his children has been born. It's just incredible. I thought a lot about the science behind daily practices. I mean, it's like a habit or establishing a sort of habit in general, particularly if you're introducing a new practice and even more than just one, and you want to keep doing all of them. Find that establishing a fixed routine is important. And what is really interesting, and this is what I've just learned through this January challenge that we did on Angel Swing, is that keeping track of your progress in a public Excel sheet is really helpful. Because for me, I really love to see the streak that I'm keeping and just don't want to break the streak. So this is already a reason for me to keep doing it. And so if you're thinking about the psychology behind establishing habits, then what works like a reward to you, like a positive enforcement of that habit. And at the same time, I was thinking that when I don't do this practice, should I punish myself or have someone else punish me on that day?
I think mentally we punish ourselves so much already. So yeah, I've also heard like psychology, like paying money to something that you don't like or don't agree with is a good way to inspire you. So if you're like, I don't know, paying money to a political figure that you don't like, if you miss a day, that is also apparently very motivating. Or even paying money to like a friend, or like for me, it'd be like paying money to my brother who always like wants me to give him money would be negative for me.
Oh, that's very interesting. Thanks for sharing, Ellie. So do you guys have any other sort of daily practices that are not related to arts that you enjoy doing in your daily life?
Yeah, I do. This year have been trying to be more physically active. So I guess I'll back this up by saying that each year I usually have an area of focus that I try to take on for a daily practice. So a couple years ago, I was doing like 5-minute guided meditations every day, and that fit in really well with my schedule because I was commuting like 2 hours to the office on BART. So I could like close my eyes. BART is a commuter train for people that aren't from the Bay Area. And so I would like get on the train and then meditate for like 5 minutes. So I tried to do that like every single day 1 year. And then there was 1 year that I did like a little bit of yoga every day for a year. And then last year was a painting. And then this year I'm like trying to move my body a little bit, because I think, I don't know if people relate to this, but when I started getting into Web3, a lot of my other healthier habits kind of fell to the wayside because like I fell down the rabbit hole. So I really wasn't like exercising as much as usual. And so there were some like effects of that that I realized at the end of last year. And so I want to get back on the exercise train. So I'm trying to do that this year. And I think it actually helps with everything too, with my artwork, with my consulting freelance work, and just my life in general, to check in with myself every once in a while to see what I'm lacking and try to introduce that in some small way. So yeah, that's my daily practice for this year.
Yeah, that's great, Sylvie. So exercise is also something that is important to me. And I found it really helpful that we have our exercise pro Shrump, the Angel Swing Discord, who kind of encourages us all the time. And I really love that he suggested to me to do this overhead press that I'm still doing since February the 1st. And I really love it. Casper, do you want to go ahead?
Yeah, thanks. I just wanted to say to all three of you, Artemis, Silvo, and Ellie, that don't ever think that the daily practice is just a small thing, right? I just feel it's really inspirational, not just to your collectors, but I think to everyone just watching you on Twitter, delivering day in, day out. I mean, there are just so many reasons, and I believe Ellie kind of alluded to that, of why not to do it, right? There's like the bear market, you know, getting enough likes on your tweets. It's just so much easier not to do it, but you guys have just shown up daily and I really appreciate that. I just wanted to say that. And kind of adding on to what Yoon was asking about whether we all have different daily practice. Well, thanks to Yoon and Espresso mainly driving this. It's our 43rd podcast. So it's not a daily practice, but it's our weekly practice and we're kind of chugging along as well. If you think about it, it's pretty amazing that we're all in different time zones. So yeah, kudos to you guys. Thanks so much for that.
Oh, thank you, Casper. And we are so grateful for you starting actually this entire project a year ago, right? We started to go on this journey together a year ago. And so, yeah, I'm really grateful that I met you guys. And I'm looking forward to see what we will build in the future with this little project.
Yeah, can you imagine? This is us in the bear market. I'm really looking forward to when things turn up.
Exactly. Mm. So, yeah, do we have any final questions, ideas?
I can add a fun non-art daily practice to add in. Balance on one foot every time that they brush their teeth and like switch off the feet. And the whole, I think it's mentioned before, like adding a daily practice like onto something else you do. Well, you usually brushing your teeth every day, hopefully. And so it doesn't take any more effort to try and balance. And balance is super good to keep up with. So yeah, try balancing while you brush your teeth. I have started doing it a few months ago and I love it. And my balance has really improved.
That's so cool. Yeah, that's a great idea. I think I will try that. Interesting is coming back to the psychology of habits. Once you have actually established habits and you can kind of use that one as a cue for new habits that you want to introduce. Let's say you're talking about brushing your teeth while balancing yourself. Could like, for instance, use this time after you're done to introduce another habit, for instance.
I think that's another good one is if you want to weigh yourself every day. So I brush my teeth, stand on one foot, and then after I brush my teeth, I go weigh myself. And that way I like remember it because it's all one thing.
Yeah, that's it, right? That's the kind of principle behind it, that you have something established and once you're finished doing something, then you're immediately doing the next habit that you kind of established. Yeah, so thank you for mentioning that. I had really such a great time chatting with you guys, and it was just so insightful and inspiring. Thank you, everyone, our co-hosts and our wonderful speakers, Zoe, Artness, and Ali, and all our listeners who joined us today. I wish you guys a happy Sunday and see you next week. Bye.